At the bottom of all local stories on Aurelia Matters, readers now have the option of submitting feedback. Each Friday, we will publish a selection of those comments from people who provide their names. Here's what readers had to say about what was making news over the last week. September 10th family heartbroken after death of family dog spooked by fireworks. Fireworks are unnatural and they keep getting more that way. It's time to draw the line on this. We get plenty of starlight to entertain us the natural way in our skies. They're not always on schedule, but when they happen there's nothing more fascinating. Ron Jones, I can tell you that fireworks are being set off in Aurelia far more frequently than just holidays, and bylaw can't seem to do anything to catch these repeat offenders. Susan Boonstra, September 12th electric vehicle event encourages Aurelians to think green. 9 photos. I think Steve is pushing a pet project that will kill Aurelia. Mark Dalmer, September 13th city lays out rules for unvaccinated employees in many cases. Employers are insisting that regular testing take place on the employee's own time and at their own expense. I would be interested in counselors' thought process around this apparent pandering to vaccine-hesitant or anti-vaxxer employees. Scott Fraser, September 14th, we shut off the comments on Aurelia Matters. Here's why. Well said. As you know, this has a big complaint of mine for a long time, and I for one applaud the stance Aurelia Matters is taking. Please keep up the good work. Ian Gordon, thank you, thank you, thank you. I made a point of avoiding the comments below the stories because they depressed me so much. I couldn't believe that Aurelia was so full of such narrow-mindedness and toxicity. I also noticed that many nasty comments were attributed to the same names on a lot of news sites across the country. They seem to spend their whole day spewing their toxicity on as many sites as possible. None of this contributes to the discussion in any way and only serves to alienate the rest of us. Thanks for closing the door and finding a healthier way to encourage thoughtful discussion. Stephanie Moy Schuster, what I wish you did instead and think you should be doing is simply blocking those people posting the garbage and problem comments. It usually seems to be just a small minority of people who post most of the ignorant, hateful, and problematic comments. You make it such that you have to be signed up to post and make it mandatory to prove who you are to sign up to be able to even post comments and force people to post under their actual names if they want to post anything. Those steps alone would solve the vast majority of their problems. If somebody doesn't want to provide proof of who they are and sign up under their personal name, then they can't sign up to post on any stories. Simple as that. Just like the process for letters to the editor, basically. And for the small minority of jackasses that will still post garbage and crap, simply cut them off. Pretty simple, and then it still allows most of the community to comment still as they should be allowed and able to, under their own names. Darren O'Halloran, thank you. Before internet, there was no opportunity to immediately say whatever you wanted about an article using a fake name. You had to thoughtfully write out your facts or feelings, put them in an envelope, and mail them. Yes, with a stamp at a post office. Sometimes we dropped them off personally at the paper's office addressed to the editor. The paper always reserved the right to publish part of the letter, or none of it. I am glad I won't have to look at the comment section anymore. It often upset me, as negative and racist comments were made by unknown people. The hallmark of journalism and a free society is to have balanced back and forth between readers and media. This is still possible after turning off the comment section. Again, thank you. Sherry Lawson, thank you for not allowing the toxicity and vulgarism that is so prevalent on social media. Marilyn Brown, congratulations on removing the trolls. Long overdue. Gordon Ball, thank you for taking this stance. A hard choice in difficult times. Charlotte Wallace, thank goodness you shut down commentary. It's important that you become the standard bearer of good taste and uphold the sensibilities of the citizenry. To think the public could be exposed to unvarnished commentary is shocking. Keep up the good work. William Brown, I'm sorry you discontinued the comments. I always enjoyed reading them. Sure, some of them were repetitive and sometimes the same people commented every day. I didn't see the racist or hateful comments you are referring to. I was wondering where they went. I hope you reconsider sometime in the future. Connie McDermott, I commend you on your decision to remove the soapbox for toxic comments. I sometimes read the comments and it was like listening to a few 6-year-olds screaming at each other from across the street. The same people would snipe at each other, put down Aurelia City Council and the mayor and basically spew uninformed opinions. Whenever I did peek at the comments section, I would come away feeling frustrated or a bit down. I'm interested in well-written opinions, but the drivel that was appearing in Aurelia matters. Well, good riddance to that. Thanks for providing the community with lots of pertinent information. Kyla Kramer, so much for freedom of speech. Also, cancel my subscription and support. If you don't have the time to go through the comments, I don't have the time to bother with your newspaper. Marilyn Clements, thank you for your sensible approach to shutting down the nasty in our community. Some were hiding behind the veil of anonymity and now they can't. And if you can't give a comment without insult or injury, we, the silent and peaceful majority, don't want to hear it. So thank you for your sensible approach. If all social media did the same screening that you are now doing, our world would be a better place, rather than lowering all our standards to the lowest in our society. Pam Fulford, September 16th petition to keep Terry Fox Circle open garners 5,000 signatures. I go to that park every day. I do not park in the circle but in the parking lot. It is disgusting to have to watch out for cars. Cars should be watching out for pedestrians and stop if they see someone trying to cross. A park is a place for people, not for cars, which are ubiquitous. Marilyn Brown, I think it would be wonderful to keep Terry Fox Circle exactly as is. I have signed the petition. Kelly Schnurr, I take issue with the comment, there has never been an accident in the park. There are now two playgrounds within 10 feet of the road and I am concerned there is an accident just waiting to happen. Secondly, a lot of the signatures are from non-residents who maybe visit once or twice a year and could care less about our beautifying our parks and our safety and just want easy and fast access. I know this for a fact because I have seen the people stopping tourists and only giving them the pros to keeping the circle and none of the cons and then asking them to sign the petition. I am an Aurelia resident and likely part of the silent majority who would vote to close Terry Fox Circle. Ian Robertson.